Says we got a garden spot. A lot of people had them, didn't have them wide in. A lot of them had them wide in, and they called it the garden after get them peeled up. But a lot of times they said, the fellow said, well, I had my garden spot over there last year. This year I'm having my garden spot over here.
This was when it wasn't really fenced.
Then they had it away from the house where the chicken and nothing didn't bother.
Right. What about coarsely ground corn? Anything besides grits that you cook? I don't think we ever had hominy, for example. Did you ever have hominy?
Yes, but you can. Corn was ground and made what they call would call a hominy grit. And you know, a lot of hominy was made out of whole grain corn, but you husk it. But then you ground that. My granddaddy ordered him a mill where he could grind some of it, and he didn't like too fine of grits, and he liked what he said. And of course, I don't know how they did it before them, know them, but he ordered him a little old mill that you turn it with your hand. And he grind it up, he just cut that grain of corn in 4 or 5 pieces and it'd be a good size. And he called that hominy grits.
That's good. And then this other type of white cereal grain that's sometimes used with sugar and cream, or sometimes used as a vegetable, used in, sometimes instead of potatoes, with gravy sometimes. Did you have, it was never used to make bread, I don't think of here, and they made puddings out of it sometimes. Be sweet. Let me see, the kinds of, and it was always, it grew in water, I believe.
Well, that's rice, and but that wasn't grew in this country, not
right.
Here.
That's right. Have you got...
Rice was cooked so many different ways, and you keep saying there being white, and I again think, yeah, you can make pudding out of it. You could eat it just cooked down and eat it with a little salt sprinkled on it or nothing. Or you put sugar in it and kind of make a seal out of it, and then you could take what's left over and cook, put it in the pan like I was talking about putting in my potato pudding and cook that and have what you call a rice pudding.
Okay.
Use it for your dessert.
What about a term for a cheap whiskey or a term for a homebrew beer or anything like this? Any words that you use for this type of thing?
Well, I never had no experience about the homebrew, and I'm making any, I'll tell you about a little bit about beer that my daddy made. But the cheap thing about cheap liquor was what they call old, had old homemade liquor. They'd make it out of any kind of old syrup that they couldn't sell, or skimmings off of the liquor. I mean, off of the syrup that the cook would take skimmings off and let it work off. And then they'd make liquor out of it, and they'd just call it old rum liquor. And sometimes it'd be so mean the folks couldn't drink it, and they'd order stuff to put in it. But it was just called a straight old syrup liquor or rum liquor, just called the, whatever you want to name it. That's what it was called.
And
now the beer, only thing I know about beer, they take some these skimmings I'm talking about, taking the barrel and bored a hole in the bottom of it where you put one of them wooden faucets in there. You know the drawer, you've seen a wooden faucet in a keg.
Yeah.
Takes a good sized barrel and they put you, pack the bottom of it full of hay. Then they put persimmons in there.
And you could eat that thing when in the wintertime you had a bad cold, and that would eat up that stuff. We'd eat them going to school or out of miles and get sober. If you had a bad cold, it'd choke you. Some people in Florida have been trying to get me to see if I couldn't find somewhere, some seed and send them. They want to see if they can grow it there.
But that was used then in the preparation of this?
Making of what they call a persimmon and locust beer. And boy, when they can get more time, they'd get high on that stuff too.
All right, well, is there a word for that, for a cheap whiskey that might be in use in Upson County nowadays? What would they just call it?
Well, they call it, give it the name of Blind Tiger Liquor on account of it was made, as they said, out, you know, try to keep anybody from catching them, and then put it down in such gullies and ditches and things where nobody wouldn't